You're listening to 2011 SCAC Women's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Colorado College head women's basketball coach Liz Dorn. Colorado College ends their regular season with an 11-14 record, 8-8 in conference play, and earns the number 4 seed out of the Western Division. And coach, first of all, congratulations on making the tournament, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Coach, the CC won 3 of their last 5 games in the regular season, including sweeping a must-win homestand this past week. And just talk about the way the Tigers are playing as you guys head into the conference championship.
Well, I'm just really proud of the way the girls responded this past weekend. You know, we dropped one in overtime at Southwestern, and so coming into the last weekend of the year, we knew we had to win two at home to pick up the win, one of them against a really hot Hendricks team, and then the last one against Millsaps, and we just had no room for error. And the girls responded and just played really, really hard, probably our best defensive effort of the season.
Coach, as I mentioned, the number 4 seed out of the West, you draw the number 1 seed out of the Eastern Division into DePaul University Tigers. You guys met once earlier in the season back on January 28th, falling on the road 90-60. Just talk about what you take away from that game heading into Friday's matchup.
Well, I think for me at least, it was a nice measuring stick to see where we are as a team and where we need to go. DePaul got us pretty good at their place. I mean, they shot it lights out in the first half and cooled down to shoot 55% for the game. We turned the ball over, gave up too many offensive rebounds, but we're one of the few teams to be able to score a couple of points against them. We definitely will have our hands full, but I expect nothing less than my girls to be ready to compete.
You know, Coach, DePaul is such a unique combination of the top field goal percentage shooting team in the conference, but also their rebounding margin is so good. So not only are they not missing that many shots, but when they are, they're providing themselves with second-chance opportunities and extra possessions. Just talk about the importance of crashing the glass this weekend and how important rebounding will be for your CC Tigers.
Well, I think you hit on it. DePaul leads the conference in rebounding margin, and they get a lot of second-chance points. We're going to have to do our best to limit them to one shot and not give them that second opportunity. I mean, they shoot it at a pretty good clip, so, you know, we have to make sure that we do our job and limit them to one opportunity, shooting it almost 50% from the floor.
CC this year, coach, 75% from the line, second in the conference. Just talk about the possibility of being aggressive, trying to get to the basket, you know, get some people in foul trouble, and then obviously getting your team to the line and making points from the charity stripe.
Yeah, our girls do a really nice job of finishing when they get to the line, and that's something that has helped us out tremendously. I mean, it was the difference in the game when we played Millsaps at home. We shot it terrible from the floor, but got to the free throw line and knocked down those opportunities. And I think you've hit on something. DePaul is a very good defensive team, and so they really put pressure on you to make tough shots from the floor. If we can get to the free throw line, that's definitely where we're shooting it best.
How important this weekend, coach, will protecting the basketball and tightening up defense? I know you mentioned you said you felt like you played your best defensive game this past weekend against Millsaps. How important will that be moving forward against DePaul?
Oh, we absolutely have to take care of the basketball. We turned it over 28 times at their place, and when you give teams extra possessions and turnovers, you're in trouble, and then even more trouble when you give a team that crashes the offensive boards extra possessions on top of the ones they're working to get. So we're going to have to really value each and every possession.
Becky Litchin provides such a matchup problem for all teams, coach, for your Tigers. She averaging 17.6 points, 8.9 rebounds. She can bring the ball up the floor as a point guard. She can also post up down low as a forward. Just talk about the matchup problems that she'll provide against the DePaul Tigers.
Well, Becky's just a great kid. She is a tireless worker, and as soon as she starts to see a hole in her game, she's going to work really hard to improve it. I mean, she's become a legitimate three-point shooter this season and is doing a really nice job distributing the ball to her teammates. I mean, besides leading the team in scoring, she's also leading the team in assists. So just keeping her very involved in the offense is going to be key, and she's a kid who's going to do whatever it takes for our team to be successful.
One of the things that you provide, coach, in terms of a matchup issue with DePaul is you can put so many guards out on the floor. Just talk about how you can take advantage of putting a small lineup out there and then, you know, really creating havoc against those Tigers.
Yeah, that's something that necessity kind of drove this year. I mean, we start a 5'6.5", 5'7" kid really at the 4 spot, and Marissa's done an exceptional job really banging around and playing physical on the inside on the defensive end, but she is so much more comfortable facing up and driving and creating things from that direction. And we're small, so we play with what we have and try to stretch the floor out and force defenses to come get us all the way outside the three-point line.
And finally, Coach, just talk about some of the keys and adjustments heading into this weekend that will be so important for Colorado College to show well and hopefully make a run in the SEC tournament.
Well, I think we've kind of talked about some of them already. You know, we really have to make sure we do a good job of taking care of the basketball. We need to continue to build on the defensive performance we had this past weekend. I mean, we held both teams at home to scores in the 50s. I mean, if we can keep DePaul somewhere in the 60s, I feel like we might have a shot at them. And then, you know, we gave up too many offensive rebounds at their place just to make sure we're physical and keep them off the offensive glass.
Colorado College head women's basketball coach Liz Doran. Again, Colorado College, the number 4 seed out of the Western Division at 11-14, 8-8 in conference play, will take on the number 1 seeded DePaul Tigers, 6 p.m. Central Time from the Hangar Dome at Millsaps College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward to the SEC tournament.
Thank you.